Welcome, Tale Tellers. Today is a special episode. I've been given a green light to narrate this story, but the author will remain anonymous. It's too close to home, and as I've always mentioned, behind each of the true stories on this channel is a person who is sharing their story with you. You Tale Tellers are part of this experience, and out of respect for those that contribute to Stories, Fables, Ghostly Tales, I adhere to those requests. Before we jump right into today's true and scary story, I want to do a shout out for the top 9 tale tellers on my list that have liked or listened to my episodes. Tale tellers that are showing me love on the SoundCloud charts deserve some love back. At the top of this list is one amazingly dedicated fan, Blackpaw360, who has listened to 28 of my episodes. Holy shit, you're a superstar. That would have been quite a marathon. A massive, massive thank you. That means a lot to me. Another set of big thank yous goes to Nathan Dieter, user 63494593. I'm guessing you're a brand new user, so welcome aboard as a tale teller. Coag, who incidentally is the person that provides me all my music, or most of my music. He is really talented, check him out. The Mad Catter, who is also another narrator. Cyrene, Shannon Clark, Goldie Cobra, and last but not least, Jesse Castaneda. I hope I did not butcher your name. Okay, and of course, a huge thank you to you. You Tale Tellers that take the time to listen to these episodes. I really, really appreciate it. And if you've got 2 seconds, click that like button. It goes a long way. Okay, turn the lights off, the sound up, and get ready for something different. Today's title is Threatened with a Knife and Shot in the Leg by Anonymous. I was encouraged to post this one as a standalone thread. I won't embellish this. It was quite a traumatic experience in itself, and I'm not sure if I'm really over it. I still hate male strangers getting into my personal space. I get nervous if they stand too close with their hands in their pockets. I was in a primary school, probably around 9 years old, when I'd been playing with friends near our house. We lived in a cul-de-sac with an alleyway to the right side. We'd been outside for a few hours when some young scallies walked by. Back then, scallies would wear tracksuits, trainers, etc. One of the younger short lads stopped to observe what we were doing. I'll reference him as A for asshole from here on out. A came up to me even though I was much taller than him. I've always been exceptionally tall for my age and started trying to get information out of me, such as what high school I went to. I explained I was in primary school, which he didn't believe due to my height. Then he asked me for a cigarette. Obviously, I wasn't a smoker, and told him as much. He started making fun of me after that. Telling me I was tall because I'm a freak girl. I thought I'd be smart and ran for the alley, only to realize a lock had been put on the door. One of our neighbors hated the local kids using the alleyway, and I realized at that point he'd put a lock on it to keep us out. A had followed me to the alleyway, as had my friends. He blocked me in against the door, and my friends stood in a gaggle around 6 feet away. A then put his hand in his left pocket, and I could see the shape of a pocket knife poking through the material. I had a pocket knife of my own that I wasn't allowed to take outside. I was only allowed to use it in the house or on camping trips, so I recognized the shape. He pulled the handle out and tried to bully me into complying with his orders. He was telling me to take off my jumper. I had been frozen in fear up to this point, but said no. I stared at my friends, expecting at least one of them to run up to A and shove him or grab him, but none of them did. My best friend at the time was 2 years older than I was and should have gone running to my house for help. But she didn't. A told me that if any of us screamed for help, he'd stab me. He still had the handle of the knife poking out of his pocket and kept his hand around it while his other hand was by my face against the alleyway door. At that point, I did scream. A much older teenager who had been walking towards our direction heard me and came running over, barreling through my friends. I remember scuffling with A, trying to push his arm away from his left side. The older teenager grabbed A by the scruff of his tracksuit jacket and pulled him back roughly before exchanging words. My friends all ran off to our cul-de-sac, and A had also scampered. So I said thank you to the stranger and ran home. I told my mum and dad about it, and we did file a police report. Nothing came of it. A visited me once more a few months afterwards, but I ran straight back to my house the moment he turned up. A few years later, when I was in my second to last year of high school, an older teenager shot me in the leg with an air rifle when I was on my way home from school. Facially, my features hadn't changed much at all. I was just a lot taller. The older teenager seemed to know me and shot me on purpose. When I gave a statement to the police about the incident, it made me think of A. I knew he lived in the same area that I did, and the guy who shot me in the leg looked an awful lot like A, from what I can remember. Just older. The police did issue a caution to someone from what I can remember, but nothing else came of it. I haven't seen him since. So, asshole who threatened to stab me as a child and possibly shot me in the leg as a teenager, let's not meet again. As a side note, if any of you are curious about how it actually feels to have your life threatened, it's chilling. I remember feeling completely cold, like my blood had taken the form of liquid ice. My body was locked in flight mode, and though A was short, he looked strong and fast. I was a clumsy child, and I'm a clumsy adult, so I don't trust my own depth perception or spatial awareness enough to be able to try and make a grab for the knife. I honestly expected my friends to step in at any moment. Any kind of distraction would have made it possible for me to leg it, even if I had to jump over the fence to my left. But they didn't. A large part of my trust was shattered that day, and I still don't truly expect anyone close to me to step in to a violent situation on my behalf. I'd sooner expect a complete stranger to do so instead. I know that we were just children, but no one ran to get help from an adult. We were only playing a few minutes away from our houses. If I'm lucky enough to have children of my own, I'll be using this experience as a teaching and learning scenario. If my kids or their friends are ever in a situation like this, I want them to know exactly how to act. I could have been stabbed that day. A seemed deadly serious about stabbing me if we screamed. Luckily, my would-be savior arrived on the scene within a few seconds of me letting rip my lungs. I've always had the ability to scream extremely loudly, to the point where other kids would have to cover their ears, a great tactic for getting playground bullies to leave me alone. So I think I startled A with the volume alone, and it bought me enough time for the older teenager to get to us. I still don't know why he wanted me to take off my jumper, and I don't want to either. Shit could have gone very south for me that day. My goodness. You were extremely lucky and exceptionally courageous. The pressure of the knife and the guts you had to scream. Well, that saved your life. You are smack bang on the money though when thinking of using this as a learning experience for your children, friends, and yourself. It's great to see something positive come out from such a terrible situation. Although your friends froze in fear, there are still people out there in the world that will help others, and your savior was one of them. Also, a big thank you again to Anonymous. I really wish I could credit you by name, but you know who you are, so a special thank you to you. Remember, you can donate your stories here, send me an email, visit my website for an easy form to fill out, and I'll narrate the stories you send through. So don't be shy. Telltellers just love sharing experiences. So where can you find me? I'm on Twitter, Facebook, SoundCloud, YouTube, VidMe, etc. All of my links and content are in the description below. So Telltellers, turn the lights back on, the sound back up, and as always, till next time.